Gonna grind out myself about Matsid Aflamid Bays. We didn't know Bays getting to Master begin the Gemara, but they were shnei no mitzav al chabdaraisa. From both of them, from the fact that we have to say, we said that Prika was better. Meaning from both of them that they say this idea that Prika is better, we learn that obviously that yeah, why is Prika better? Because Tzabal Chaim is Daraisa. Then it says in the time we're gonna say, wait a second, if it's Daraisa, Mkinamai Oikram Ala Malachim, why do we uproot the hooves of animals for the kings? And we say, why isn't it a problem of Tzabal Chaim? If someone tells you, he says, Mishum de Kobid Melech, but also the other. Yeah, because the honor that we give to the king and the prince, because of that, is better. It's just like the prohibition of destroying things, the Nitcha Nekvaidim, which is pushed away because of their honor, as we find. The uncle is sorry for Mgliel. Uncle is burned for the Nasi's death from Mgliel. Ein mana tzuri, 70 mana of tzuri, and as the Gemara in the Perikam of the Zara over there. And they weren't concerned about Batashkas. Wait, more of it, because the Kuvin Dechsev, since it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshua, Esuseyem Te'aker, we find that that's what the Torah says they did, that they uprooted their horses' hooves. So it's easy prohibition to be pushed away in front of the king. But yeah, it can still be the race. Next, this must begin the Gemara. Middle King, and aren't we talking about that? From getting his work done. So there also it could be considered a chesaron kiss. So it says we can say, yeah, but Mkamakum did just Kabachemer, but still there should still be Kabachemer from the other case. There is Tiina that's Chasaran Kis, but Matina Lesbach Chasaran Kis, there's still obviously the case of loading of an animal that doesn't have a loss of money. There's something that says we can say, yes, yeah, but keeping the Tiina Shishba Chasaran Kis, Loi Hava Bishar, since the loading of the animal, that there is a loss of money. You wouldn't have to pay for Gurhas the Maishma Prika, why would that be any less than the unloading, which also has Chasaran Kis, and you don't have to pay for. And if that would be the case, then Aftin and less Chasaran Kis, then even loading up, which is not a loss of money, Nami Abachinim, would also be for free, because it's included in the same mitzvah of Tina. O Prika Nechneva, and then why would Prika be written? Religious from Joshua Harris to expound some other Joshua, and if we wouldn't know the Salacha of Bishar, even for the case of Tina, the Lespa Chasaran Kis. Like it does not begin the Gemara Machlal. The inference is the Tanakhama of the Zakaglai. Obviously the Tanakhama holds that that you would have to go ahead and be involved. Meaning that even they disagree with Jubiasi and obviously holds Tarbachim is their ice. So on that the Gemara says no, it's because of the drasha. So Tais is bothered, he says, and as we come to answer, he says, Sahmaksha Sabha, so he's bothered, what the questioner understand? Obviously it's about the drasha. No, the question of thought, the Tanakama Nam Yidrash Masoi, you also expand the Drasha Masoi like Rabbi Yisi Sheyuch Lamed Bay, only that which the animal could generally withstand. But if you cannot withstand it, so Nehidin Chayv L'Siyeh B'Chinam. Although you're right, that obviously infers that you don't have to help out, but that would only be that you don't have to help out for free. Shem D'Lespa Mitzvah Priko, because there's no mitzvah unloading. We come up with Meschar Chayv L'Siyeh, but for pay, you would have to help up because of Tzabalchem. That's what the Gemara was assuming. The Gemara says, no, nothing to do with that. It's because of the Drasha. That's the same thing. You say, Rabbi Yisai Glili. The Sabbath that he holds Tzabalchem is love there, as evident as the Gemara is showing. And the Vesla that come on, he holds later on, that loading up is, you have to pay, but Maishna Tina Aprika. Why is unloading any different than, loading different than unloading? If you don't have the element of Tzar Bal Chaim, because not there is. If Shem says, we can say, it's a Darish Kabbal Chaim, Mechzar and Kiss from the other element, that there's a loss of money by unloading, the animal's getting weak. The lift of Tu'una Greda, only right loading up the animal, the Yashtina Shem Mechzar and Kiss, because there are cases of loading up, which does not have a loss of money, and Vakoshkin, I would know all the most of Prika unloading. Because of Prika, rather, why does it say that they're unloading, like more to teach you the Te'ina Beschar, that when you're loading up, you have to pay the guy. Now, but given the Te'ina Shem Bechasar and Kiss, now since the loading up, which does not have a loss of money, have a Beschar, you got to pay for, Echad the Isba Bechasar and Kiss, where there is a loss of money, Nami also, the Haini that is Echad the Bottle Meshuke, where he's not going to be able to work, have Beschar, is also with pay. Tafin Metina, less Bechasar and Kiss, because we're learning from the case of loading up. When there is no loss of money. Now, Hashle Bola Chiach Rak, and here the Gemara is only coming to prove that Tzabal Chaim Dereisa, that Tzabal Chaim is biblical. below the kayim, and not to validate shemekoyach kabochimer that from a kabochim yeshlechich tzabalchem the reisa that is biblical. Because the efshar kabochim have makasurin giz, because it could be the kabochim is not from the tzabalchem element, just from the fact that it's chasurin giz. Could preach this little bisi like we explained for bisi, and that wouldn't be a raya on the tzabalchem element. Just coming to prove that there is tzabalchem deraisa. But again, that wouldn't necessarily be the kabochimer. To the case of Prika. Says Tosis has been telling me to say, now, but Dumazalka Glimid Rabbanim, how do you know? Maybe this, what's the whole Raya during Maskel Tosis talking about? Maybe Tani Kama holds only rabbinically, not the Raya. So Visham Tosis, you said, no, the whole Sugim Machachas, the whole Sugim is obvious, is evident. The Tzabal Chem Lav Dereis, that if it wouldn't be Dereis, in the Chevel Sai, you wouldn't have to tell, but Evel Vashar, even Vepay. Can I mean, Besamach, like Gemara says shortly, Vechilas Lamar Chabadei, the owner's not there, Levit gabe b'schar, you should have to do it with pay. Well, oilam tzabal chayim deraisa, but could be deraisa, because al yavad rabbanon, if it be a rabbinic potter, if it was chayim, you would exempt even with pay. Chim basahachi. So to after this, the coming Gemara says, b'yam alav deraisa, he says it's not biblical. Am I metabel bay? Why do you have to be busy with it? I says l'sham rabbanon, why don't you send rabbinically? Obviously, because rabbinically, no, you wouldn't have to do it at all, even for pay. Next is the word the Gemara beloved deraisa, but not biblical. Am I a tapaba? So then, why does it have to be busy with it? So it says, "What do you mean by the sefri derish? The sefri expounds, say, Nacha, your enemy for listening to Avikachab, even your enemy that's not true." So you see that we learn from the pasuk. So the Bishlam says, "No, that's machta ami. That's just an illusion." The Ba'ari Pesachim, because the Gemara Pesachim of Kofi Gimel Beis, Muki B'Sani Yisrael actually explains it to a Jewish enemy. So obviously, it's not the actual drasha. It's just an asmachta. And if it's to load up prohibited wine in Zaka, then you don't have to be involved at all. But other things, Zaka, you do have to be involved. But for Litton, even to load up his animal, again, because of enmity that's going to cause between with the non-Jews. Because of Gadalta. Sometimes you can say, why don't you say that it's only for free? But with pay, he's obligated. And therefore, in Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, it could be, it is biblical because you are obligated, albeit with pay. Sometimes we can say, no, the B'chadat HaMash Magami, B'chadat sounds like totally you don't have to, even with pay. The next says, Mat, B'chadat HaMagavi, B'tina, Amai Azov. And if it's loading up, why is it referring to Azov? And so he explains, because like the name, you can't say the Batal Meshuke, that because he's losing out from his work, because Im Kain, if that's the case, then Rishonami, then the first case should also have the same halacha, and when it's the Jews load. So obviously that's not the criteria. I mean, in other words, we're saying v'bitina my azav. We said that if it's loading up, so why do you have to help? So that's what we're saying. And what I mean, but it's the Jew's donkey. He's not able to get to work. Yeah, so but then when it says package also, then you could also claim that same thing. Because we want to subdue his inclination. So it says, we can say, what, given the Av B'Sachem, since the Gemara Av B'Sachem, over there it says, the Maschal Shira, where Mukala B'Yisrael actually is referring to a Jew, Shemutal is nice, you're allowed to hate him, Kugan Shira B'Dvar Ev, like you see something illicit that he's doing. So, I mean, you're allowed to hate him. So, Mashaich by Loch of Yitzhar, so what is this subduing inclination from hating him? So you do his thing first, but you're supposed to hate him. Not supposed to make a vision. It says, yeah, the like my percent of here we're not talking about the enemy of the Pasuk. Enemy of the Pasuk, right? You're supposed to hate him. We're talking about just a regular Jew that he hates. Then we want him to make up and do his first. Next says, Master begins Gemara, my son of the Kehavim. What's the difference if he holds Sarbel Chavit Arai? So who cares if it's an enemy that's a non-Jew? Which Taisa says, have a Matzi Lishnu. The Gemara could have answered, you're right, but there is a difference. It's Rabbi Chinam. A Jew, you have to do it for free. Love yikachav meschar. With a non-Jew, you're right. Tzabachav mizareisa. You have to do it, but it would be with pay, and therefore that's why there would be a difference.